News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.
RD are investigating the disappearance of a child whom they fear may have died in unreported and suspicious circumstances in Dublin. And our reporter, Stephanie Roan, is in Donabate. Good morning to you, Stephanie. Stephanie, what is the latest on what we know about this news about this child?
Good morning, Ciara. Well, news broke yesterday evening about this missing child who, as you said, is feared dead. And yesterday, the information that came to light was very scant, and Gardaí were very careful in their statement, as were the Child and Family Agency, TUSLA. But in the past few minutes, they've issued a fresh and more detailed statement about the case. That's the Gardaí. And what they're telling us is that they're investigating the disappearance and current whereabouts of a 7-year-old boy. They say concerns for this boy were raised by TUSLA on Friday. The boy is last known to have resided at the Gallery Apartments here in Donabate. That's where I am this morning. It's a private, secluded apartment right beside Donabate Garda Station. Now, Gardaí say it's been a number of years since there have been any confirmed sightings of this boy, who, as I say will be 7 now. Gardaí go on to say that following inquiries carried out, they've been unable to locate the boy or any evidence that he's alive. And for that reason, they believe he is missing and presumed dead. Now, they go on to say that last evening, Gardaí took control of an area of open ground here in Donabate in Dublin. They say that's going to be the subject of a search in the coming days. An incident room has been set up at Swords Garda Station and no arrests have been made. Gardaí go on to say that for operational reasons, they are not in a position to identify the boy or his family at this time. And they've asked everyone, including the media, to be sensitive and to let them carry out their work.
Okay. I suppose one of the things that will strike people listening to this, Steph, is the shocking similarities to the case of Kyron Dernan. Of course, the guards launched a fresh appeal for him and for any information on his whereabouts only a number of days ago.
Absolutely, Ciara. And when this news broke last evening, I know actually a lot of people were confused. They thought this was the Kyron Dernan case, and this is a completely separate and different case. And Kyron Dernan, that case absolutely stunned the nation. He was the young boy who'd be 9 now, who went missing in County Louth. And we all know those photos of his gorgeous smiling face beaming in the photos. That case really stunned the whole country. It also stunned senior Gardaí. You might recall at the time, the former Garda, the Commissioner Drew Harris, described it as extraordinary that a little boy could just vanish and nobody, the family authorities, nobody could tell us where he was. And now, Ciara, here we are 1 year later in a separate case, but the similarities are striking and upsetting.
1 year almost to the day. Look, thank you very much for joining us on that. That is our reporter there, Steph Roan, live from Donabate.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.